Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hard to tell the true number because so many of the transactions are private. So just to give you an example, last year, 17 million, almost 17 and a half million new vehicles were sold in the U.S. and somewhere north of 40 million used cars were sold. But a lot of those were private transactions.
When you're looking at buying a used car, there are, of course, warranties you have to deal with. And there are companies that specialize in these kinds of used cars. Has that become a better thing for consumers?
Yeah, I think it has. It gives them more choices. I think for me, the thing that I tell listeners all the time, if you're going to buy a used vehicle, buy a certified one. And so you have to go to a new car dealer to get a truly factory certified car that carries a really long warranty. But for me, Dave, the big thing with certified is the process that the car goes through. You should see what a dealer has to do before a car can pass and be called a true factory certified car. It's grueling. It's 160 to 70 different things that have to be checked or replaced in almost every case. So I'm a big fan of certified cars personally.
So certified cars sold at car dealerships that specialize in that particular model, where else can you find those?
You can't. If it's a true, a lot of used car dealers have their own certification programs. You got to be careful with that because it doesn't really carry the weight that a brand dealer does because of the warranty primarily. I mean, it's certified warranty is actually a better warranty than you get with a brand new car.
When you're talking about buying a new car, average prices are now upwards of $37,000. Have car dealers just kind of priced themselves out of selling a lot of new cars?
Well, you know, if you look at window sticker prices, the trend that I've seen over the past 3 years is the manufacturers are pricing their vehicles higher on the window sticker to allow them more room for incentives because rebates and things like that have become such a big part of car buying. That's why when you're shopping for used, you've got to use all the resources that are out there and do your homework. You've got to get online, and you've got to look at used car prices. But then at the same time, you've got to go out and see what the true market is on brand new cars. Sometimes that line between those two is very thin.
The internet has provided such information for everything, and more people, more consumers are going in as better shoppers because they know what to ask.
They do, but at the same time, the internet has become a haven for misinformation when it comes to automobiles. The dealers who engage in bait and switch tactics, and they've been around for decades, they are now using the internet to do that. You should see the things I see out there when people send me and go, wow, this is a great price. Yeah, but boy, when you finally get to that fine print, there's a lot more that you need to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.